Same for me.
Yeah. Welcome back to the technical track. Before David Nordheim starts his little thing, just reminding you, if you haven't heard it already, there is a Communities in Action thing later today, where the different communities in Oslo are having their membership meetings here in this area. And there's nine tracks with all kinds of different talks and interesting things. And after that is kind of the really nice thing during GoOpen, at least in my opinion, and that's a panel debate about building great open source communities. And we have several of our keynote speakers there and all the very impressive luminaries, you could almost call them, talking about their experiences. And I very much recommend you guys go to both of them. It will be awesome. And finally, tomorrow there's a lightning talk session that the FS Cons and the technical track will share. If you guys are interested, we're open for you guys to come with contributions to the lightning talk session. If you have a two-minute kind of message, an appeal or something, a project you'd like to tell people about, or focus on something you think that should be focused more on, then talk with me. I'll put you on the list. David Nordheim, the stage is yours.
Thank you. I'll start here so I won't be too much over time. I think I have 20 minutes. I've been asked to talk about the site datanorge.no, which is not official yet, but I'm going to talk about the API that you are open to use for this solution. First of all, the slides here are in Norwegian, so I'll speak in English and the slides are in Norwegian. Datanorge.no is a public governmental portal for reuse of open data. For you who are English speakers, it's similar to data.gov.uk and data.gov. And I won't go into more about the purpose of this because the Ministry of Governmental Administration, Reform and Church Affairs have already talked about that earlier today. What I'm going to do is to talk about the possibilities that are in the API and what you potentially could use that for. So first of all, the data sets you get to the data sets through the portal, through the web interface. So that will be up when this is public, then everyone can see this site. And for one single data set, there will be several metadata fields that describes the data, the open data set, owned by a specific department. Just a few of the metadata fields that you will find there. You will find things like the title, a title of the data set. You will find who owns it, what department, governmental department. You'll find some description. And you will find also what kind of formats the data are in. Formats meaning things like XML, JSON, or even various APIs. You will find for each metadata or data set, you'll find a license that also Sverre talked about earlier today. You will also find then the links to the actual data, which is, for instance, an API. For yr.no, for instance, it will normally be an API, whereas for smaller data sets like the data set for sports arenas in Norway, that would mostly be a direct link. It's important to know that the data, or at least today, the data itself is not going to be stored on this portal. It's just a registry, a catalog of the data sets, description of the data. And the data itself is going to be at each public agency. This site is designed so that the public agencies themselves are the one that are putting the data sets, the descriptions, metadata in there, not for everyone to use. So you have to be authorized to be able to put a data set in there. But of course, the whole public sector is available to do that. Is able to do that. There are also sort of Wikipedia-like what we call grassroots communities that creates this kind of catalogs where everybody are able to sort of put in their data. It's also important to know that on the portal, of course, you can comment on it and you can request data and so forth, which I Sverre can talk much more about later if you talk with him. Very superficial. The system is sort of designed around two parts. One's the portal itself, and then there's the back end, the data catalog. The data catalog is using an open source product called CCAN. It comes from Open Knowledge Foundation. It's at least half of the open data portals. If you take the community portals and the official ones, are using CCAN. There are others. For instance, in US they use a different one. This is used in UK and also in Finland and in Netherlands. I think it's also on the way. So the data catalog contains all the data sets, given that, of course, the agencies put them in, provide them. And it's, yeah, this is basically what I just said. So what can you use these data sets for? When they're put in there, what can you do? So in a way, there are two use cases for using the API. One is if you yourself want to build an application that uses this as a pure data set. So you want to, for instance, provide yourself an application with a query that actually gets all the data from the data sets. So you go into this catalog and then you sort of query your down to the links to the source, and then you sort of harvest them. That's, for instance, one option. Another one, which is probably more important in the longer run, is what the data owners can do with this. For instance, you will see that a lot of the big data owners, like Statistics Norway, they will most likely not manually go in and provide the metadata for each set, since they're already doing that on their website. So probably you want to automate that, and then they can very easily use this API. Of course, to put data in, you need to be authorized. And then there's sort of a use case where you sort of harvest from various of these all these portals, all these catalogs that use open data, that contains open data. So all these you see here are using the CCAN product. And then basically they all have the same API. So you could harvest not only from Norway, but from Finland and whomever, and see what's going on about Norway in other catalogs as well. So there's various potential uses for the API. So what's been important and was a requirement was that the data catalog itself is sort of seen as a data set. So basically for being able to reuse the data catalog as such. And eat your own dog food. This is possible since you have a unique identifier for each data set, and from there the product has a RESTful API. So this is, I'm not going through all of it. If you want to really dig deeper into it, you will find more information about the API here. But I'll give an overview of some of the methods and show you some of the examples. So first of all, you use a RESTful API, and you see the URL, the sort of the basic URL up there. So there's a server, and then there's a API REST, and then there's the concept of a package, which is basically the same as what I call a data set. A data set is just a collection of data, right? It's up to the agency if it's like the whole weather information of Norway, or it's just a very small piece of information that makes sense to someone. So it can be small and large. This is just an example. I'm here accessing a server that we have running for system testing. So basically here, this request returns JSON by default. And this is basically just asking for all the packages. And then this is currently the test data we have in the system. So these are just identifiers that you will use then later. Like this. So I picked one of them and then just appended that identifier. And then this URL returns another JSON file that gives you all the details that the catalog contains about that data set. And in here you will find, for instance, the URL to the data itself, if you know how to parse this. you can also use this for adding new data. Of course, you need to be authorized. So this is where all the partners, Statistics Norway, the large ones are most likely going to use to add their own data sets in there. We're already using this for reloading the data as we switch or clean the database and then reload. So again, it's just saying again to the sort of the catalog, which is the packages, that I want to add this JSON file. And when that JSON file has the right format, you just return the 200 OK. There are a lot of more services available, which are much more about, you know, relations between packages, the grouping, which basically the grouping here is used for what agency is actually owning the data. You have, I guess, not all of this is necessarily going to be available when the system gets live. That's up to the client, but clearly a few of these are very very useful. And by the way, this is also used for getting the data into Drupal. So it's actually used also as the integration between the two parts of the system. You can also query more like search. Both fairly unstructured or on indexed fields. The example up here, I ask for a package containing DeFi, which is the agency for ICT and something more. Forgot. On the second here, I'm asking for Staten, the government. What comes from the government, what comes from local government. And I get these two. And there are more of these also. And you can actually get all the data back as one big file as well. So I just add all fields equals one there and then ask for all the resources, which basically means links that points to an Excel file. So this is now I'm really digging into, you know, just give me all the Excel files that are open. And I'm actually getting the links and the description here. And I can parse that and I can go and get the actual Excel file. So I talked about this, what you can use it for. I have 5 more minutes maybe. So I'm going to go a little bit into these use cases. One very interesting use here is if we look at DataGov UK and the various agencies in Europe, you will find a lot of information about Norway also in those registries. For instance, the data for contamination in rivers is actually in a portal that the European Environmental Agency holds. So it may actually end up in another of these registries and not the Norwegian one. So why not go out and ask all the registries to get the information about Norway that contains the information about Norway? To do that, you can do it easily since this is based on the same product. But you can't do it towards USA. But there are ways of describing the data with a vocabulary that allows you also to use this API to actually exchange metadata between catalogs that are not equal when it comes to the technology. And then you're actually using a standard called RDF that is more able to describe vocabularies or format in a semantic way than JSON and similar. So, and this is also an option in this product that you can actually get back also other formats than JSON that are more semantic rich. So for here for instance, you come from the library sectors, you use the Dublin Core to describe the various fields like title, author, description. And then you use this DCAT, which basically is a vocabulary for describing catalogs for the specific information about links. So basically, if you want to maximize reuse, you sort of take the next steps from where we focus today, which is on the open data itself, the first three stars, and then you start to link between the data as well. And then I guess a few of you have seen this linked open data crowd. Another use case, which I'm going to finish with, and then just ask me if anyone has any questions afterwards, is that you could automate this putting data back. I'm actually doing the opposite there. I'm getting the data back and transforming it to another format. But this is just parsing JSON and creating RDF. So, that's about it. You don't need a lot of code to, this is Perl, which I'm not a big programmer in other languages, but quite easy. So that's about it. So if anyone has any questions, yes, maybe a microphone. Here it is. Not working.
What about harvesting from your side? What is published there metadata?
Up on GeoNorge.
Yep.
And will you be harvesting data from GeoNorge, or should agencies publish their data into more and more metadata catalogs?
This is really more a question for FAD, but basically you have both the options here of taking whatever XML format or whatever metadata format you have for the datasets that are on GeoNorge, and then just translate that to JSON and then use this post request to import them here. Or you could, of course, do it more I mean, where you put the effort here is not clear to me. But I think for Statistics Norway, they've said that they're not going to manually publish their sort of descriptions more than once. So I guess this is up to FAD and DeFi in the future, how the large providers with that has a lot of data sets, how they're going to actually use this to do it. But the API is really very, very easy to use. It's more a question of, do this site sort of go out and fetch your metadata, or do you actually do the translation and then post them back? I'm not sure where it goes.
Right, is there room for one more question? Hands up, please. No more questions. Oh, over there. All right.
It may already have been said, but I'm a bit unclear still. Is this just for metadata, or will it actually in the future be able to have the real data as well? I know you said that in the beginning, but I mean all the different proprietary, or they may not be proprietary, but anyway, that you need to know like 100 different schemes or schemas to in order to parse this data. It just seems kind of hard, because I think that much of the data actually resembles each other. And so it would be able to actually do it, become a unity, and we can probably do very cool stuff if we get to that point. So how's that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, but you have to learn to crawl before you walk here, and this site is really about, you know, getting everyone to actually open up their data as such first. When this is sort of done, the natural next steps is actually to sort of go further around these stars here and focus on the actual data and the interlinking between these data, so they can actually build cooler applications. That's what you really need. And then this catalog is just a registry of those again. And there are already research projects doing this. At least two or three that I know of, that are taking these data sets we see here and then putting them in the same format and interlinking them, so you can query them with query languages or RESTful interfaces as well. So I think this will be a natural next step, but it's what happens to .org in this place is not really up to me. It's you have to ask FAD about that.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You will be awarded with a donation to UNICEF in your name.
Okay.
That's a thank you for this. And we'll continue in just a few minutes.